Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable. And so are you. Thank you for joining me. This is Judah Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. Most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and oftentimes struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are, and that is pure magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself, and the world for that fact? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes? Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, Supreme Being, All That Is, Universe, Higher Power. Many have also forgotten that we are creators too. Why have we created addictions? Well, I think they're a magnificent tool for learning, and we'll talk more about that during this show. Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience our lives through polarities like hot and cold, night and day, male and female. I believe we're all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our source, our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children, and we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. Well, believe me, I know there is nothing wrong with any of us. We just make up stories that there is. My intention for today is that you open your hearts wide open and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I don't think anyone listening has dreamed of becoming the best addict. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are. And that is pure magnificence. Today, we are going to be looking at realities once more. What if you were to see addictions through the eyes of spirit? You've been taught and programmed to be afraid of your power, and as a result, many of you have allowed the addictive snake to wrap around you, choking your true life force into a hypnotic, venom-induced state of chaos and self-loathing. What if addictions have been your greatest teachers? We're going to be exploring addictions through the eye of spirit using spirit sight. And when you use spirit sight, you realize you are a divine being, remembering to be the love that you truly are. Let's make this show interactive. If you have specific questions or comments, please call in at 516-453-9181. 516-453-9181. And we'll address them. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's help each other get there. And for those of you who are on the on your computer, you can also access the chat room. And all you have to do is click into chat. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And when I think of the horrors of the Holocaust, it really makes me wonder, how could any human being treat another human being the way the Jews were treated? Well, let's look at addictions through spirit sight. You've been afraid of your power. You've shut it down. You've given it away to your churches, to your families. Ladies, you've given it away to your men. And some of you men have given it away to your ladies. Stop it. Stop it, stop it. You are a powerful, powerful being. That's what this show is about. As a result, you've allowed, as a learning tool, of course, the addiction snake to wrap around you, choking your true life force into a hypnotic, venom-induced state of chaos and self-loathing. Addictions have been your greatest teachers. Imagine going into a dark, scary room. You touch the wall, and you become aware of a light switch, and you don't turn it on. One flip of the switch, and you could clearly see there is no harm there. Flip your switch. It really is that easy. It's your rescue. And if you're not sure how to flip that switch, we'll do a little exercise to help you do that. Well, let's do that right now. If you would, take some deep breaths in and out to relax yourself. Just in and out. And do that a couple of times. And after you have relaxed yourself, I'd like you to go into your heart space. Even if you think you don't know how to do it, you do know how. Just go in there and see what's in there. There may be hurt. There may be loss. There may be abuse. Or there may be total love. Notice the switch on the wall. Reach over right now and flip it so that you reignite your light. You possess the hugest amount of light. And you can allow Mother Earth to assist you. And by doing that, you reunite with the love that you truly are. You shift your energy into your parallel universe of your making and live from its higher vibes, like David Hawkins talks about in his book, Power versus Force. You are not an underdog. You are a superhero, and embrace that. What if everything that has happened to you happened for a reason? Your greater good. Now, I know many of you have a problem with that, and you're still believing that you're a victim to your addiction. You are not a victim. On some level, conscious or unconscious, and most likely it was unconscious, you chose to experience addiction. It is a wonderful learning tool. And when you look at addictions through spirit, sight, and sound, you are a divine being remembering to be the love that you truly are. When you came here to Earth, you accepted forgetting the fact that you are a divine being. When you came here, when you chose and were chosen to incarnate on Earth, you said, yeah, I'll forget because I'll remember. And you also knew through duality, through opposites, that you would come to remember yourself, recover from those false beliefs. And that's what this show is about, recovering from your false beliefs about addiction. You're now awakening to the truth, beginning to understand that you are a God experiencing itself as you, the third dimensional human that you are. Therefore, you're the creator of your reality through your emotions and your thoughts, which create your beliefs and your feelings, which create your experiences. So stop judging your experiences. Stop blaming others for your choices. And please accept your role in changing this planet, whatever that is. It's your time to shine, to be that light for people still in the dark. You are that light. And when you look at what has happened in your life, if you look at those experiences with insight, you realize that they have taught you something. You may not have liked what happened. Let's say you had a divorce and you didn't believe in divorce. Let's say you were abused as a child. Let's say one of your parents or your spouse or the one that you loved died. Let's say you experienced massive hurt. Yes, all of those things suck. However, they have taught you something, have they not? And if you're refusing to look at what they have taught you, you are living in fear, not the love light that you truly are. And as you live in fear, you need to do something to fight and try and stop that fear. So what do? You choose an addiction. Does that addiction work? Oh, absolutely. At the beginning, it certainly does stop those feelings of inadequacy. But as you continue progressing on your addictive path, you notice that you really are feeling screwed up. But you still have that false belief that the addiction is providing fun for you. That is such bullcrap. What if everything that has happened to you has happened for a reason? Your greater good and somebody else's greater good. Because you can certainly help someone after you've been through the process of addiction and ultimate recovery, recovering yourself, being yourself. So number one, you are a divine being, and you're here to remember to be the love that you truly are. When you're in addiction, you can't really be that love. Rather, you put your addiction first before anything else. Before your family, before your loved one, before your spouse, before your partner. And I know some of you want to argue with me on that. If you need to argue about that, go for it. But know that you have been afraid of your power. You have shut it down. You have been taught that. Addictions have been your greatest teachers. So what if you were to see addictions through the eyes of spirit? I am providing the eyes of spirit for you. You can see addictions through spirit sight. Okay, think about this again, if you would. You're the creator of your reality. You are creating your addiction, or you have created the release of your addiction. You accepted when you came here, when you were chosen to come to Earth, you accepted that you would forget that you are that love. But I'm your reminder, be that love. Now, how do you create? Well, chances are you are constantly thinking of the next time you plan on going into your addiction, whether that be drugs, alcohol, gambling, sexual addiction, whatever it is. There are so many addictions that we use. And remember earlier I said it's your time to shine, to be the light that you truly are. You have gone into your heart and you have switched on the light. You have reignited your life. You have reignited your light. You are light. You are absolute light. Now, some of you are saying, when I talked to you before about some of the reasons that we are involved in our addictions to cover up our pain, some of you are saying, well, I can never get over my divorce. I did nothing wrong. We're not talking about right or wrong on any of these things. We are talking about experiences. Experiences that have learning attached to them. Let's say you were abused as a child. Through the abuse, you learned to abuse yourself. And that's really what addiction is. It's abusing you. Let's say someone very close to you has died and it pisses you off and you think it's unfair. Do you know what that person came here to accomplish? Do you know what his or her soul wanted to experience? Of course you don't. And I am speaking from my own experience here. My oldest son died about a year ago around this time. Now, did I want him to die? Of course not. Do I accept the fact that he chose to be on the other side? Yes, I do. He led a very tortured life here. And I know he is much happier on the other side. Did he go to hell, as some people would say, because he had a tortured life? No, absolutely not. He went on the other side to process what he experienced here on Earth. Earth is a learning school, and we process things when we leave it. So, I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be the lover for the addict whom you love? And you can find out more answers, and you can reach me, Jude Albright, at beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED.net. Now, I have Bob in the chat room, and he just wrote, "A child that has been abused by its parents does not stop loving its parents. It stops loving itself." Hey, I would agree with you, Bob. That child has been taught and programmed that it's worthless, and therefore he or she stops loving himself or herself. And usually does not stop loving the parents. Sometimes yes, but usually no. And that is one of the basis for addictions. So thank you, Bob, for pointing that out, and it's really nice to have you in the chat room. We are energetic beings. And with our emotions and thoughts, as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. So I'm asking, could we all now take this opportunity to send love to all the addicted people on the planet and their loved ones who are in pain? And in celebration of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, could we also send that love to all of the survivors, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren of Holocaust, of those who died in the Holocaust? Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, and most beautiful you. And here are some questions that you might want to ask yourself. What if you stopped validating other people's realities? You know, you're creating your own reality. Nobody is doing anything to you. What if you lost your capacity to judge and blame? You don't have a right to blame or judge anybody because you don't know what their spiritual motivations are. What if today you became grateful for new opportunities? The more grateful you are, the more things will show up that will help you to be grateful. You think your life might be a little bit more joyful? I do. I certainly do. Everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it? Flip that light switch on and please step into the love that you truly are. I send you love and a day full of peace and non-judgment. Stay beautiful. Enjoy 2020. There are many exciting and interesting things ready for you. Happy 2020, and remember that you are a creator. And with that, I say, stay beautiful. Bye for now.